March 1, 1922. Jesus is chained by the soul who does his will, and the soul by him. I was very afflicted because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Then, after much hardship, he came, and from his wounds he made his blood flow over my breast and around my neck. As those drops of blood fell upon me, many brightest rubies were formed, which formed the most beautiful ornament. Jesus looked at me and told me, "My daughter, how well does the necklace of my blood suit you, how it embellishes you. Look, you yourself, look how beautiful it makes you appear." And I, a little huffy because he had made me wait for so long before coming, told him, "My love and my life, oh, how I would love one of your arms clasped around my neck as necklace. This, yes, would delight me, because I would feel life and I would cling to it so tightly that I would let you escape no more. Your things are beautiful, it is true, but as you detach them from yourself, I do not find you, I do not find the life. And in spite of your things, my heart raves, agonizes, bleeds with pain, because you are not with me. Ah! If you knew in what torture you put me when you do not come, you would be very careful not to keep me waiting for so long." And Jesus, all moved, surrounded my neck with his arm, and taking my hand in his, added, I know how much you suffer. And to make you content, here is my arm around your neck as necklace. Aren't you happy now? Know that I cannot do without making content one who does my will, because as she breathes, she forms the air of my volition around me, in such a way that she not only surrounds my neck, but my whole life. I remain as though chained and hampered by the soul within the very strength of my will. But this is far from displeasing to me. On the contrary, because of the great contentment I feel, I hamper and chain her. If you cannot be without me, it is because of my chains, my shackles, which hold you so tightly that one moment without me is enough to give you a martyrdom of the most painful. There is nothing that equals it. Poor daughter, you are right. I will take everything into account, but I do not leave you. Rather, I enclose myself in you in order to enjoy the air of my volition, which you yourself form for me. In fact, the air of my will is your heartbeat, your thought, your desire, your motion. And in this air I will find my support, my defense, and the most beautiful rest upon your breast.